and welcome to the Full Circle Healing Podcast, where we merge modern cutting-edge science with traditional healing wisdom and everything in between to help you come full circle back to your original natural state of health and well-being. I'm Michael. I'm going to be your host and companion on this journey. Let's get started. This is the first episode. We're really excited. We're happy you're here. We're going to, today, I'm going to share a little bit about my story and background and my own evolution in the healing world. I'm going to let you know what to expect from the show. I'm going to share the biggest discovery I've made in 15 years of studying, learning, and doing in the world of health and wellness. And I'm going to share a few tips and practices that you can start today to move the needle in a positive direction. I could do this by sharing credentials and education, which is important to some people and paints one picture of who I am. So we could start there. I do have a master's in exercise science. I have advanced personal training and performance coach certifications. I worked with athletes when I first started my career. I'm a Czech holistic lifestyle coach through the Czech Institute. I'm a certified functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. I've completed the Compassionate Inquiry training, which is Dr. Gabor Mate's training primarily for therapists. I have completed the two-year training at the Luminous Awareness Institute in California. I am a certified facilitator of Biodynamic Breathwork and Trauma Release System, or BBTRS, which is a 400-hour certification program. And I have recently completed a six-month training with the world's foremost expert on grief and working with grief, and that is Francis Weller. And those are just the main programs. I don't know how many other workshops and little certification courses and niche trainings and things that I've been through. But that's somewhere in the ballpark of around $100,000 spent and at least 10,000 hours of study and practice. So for those who like certifications and education and credentials, that's what I've got. Or maybe I should talk about what I've been able to do or create professionally, which is build a community of tens of thousands of health seekers here at Rebel Health. I've hosted over 250 podcast episodes, webinars, interviews, and masterclass sessions with dozens and dozens of leaders in the functional health and healing worlds over the last 10 to 12 years. Live virtual events that I have produced or hosted or facilitated have been attended by well over 300,000 people. And I've spoken at several large conferences and virtual events. So for some people, those things matter the most. So that's what I've got for you. I have learned from a lot of incredible, brilliant leaders and teachers and elders, including Dr. Gabor Mate, Paul Check, Reed Davis, the founder of FDN, Michael McAvoy, a brilliant researcher and clinician who I mentored under for a while, Annalisa Edelberg and Locke Kelly and Mark Tanaka and Kristen Greco and the staff at Luminous Awareness Institute, which was a profound experience. I've taken trainings with Dick Schwartz, who is the creator of internal family systems therapy, Gitan Tonkov, the founder and creator of biodynamic breathwork and trauma release, who has been teaching and facilitating around the world that powerful work for 15, 20 years. And most recently, Francis Weller, who is the premier expert and teacher and elder and facilitator around grief and working with grief anywhere in the world, at least that I'm aware of. And so those kind of lists are really impressive to some people as well. So I've been through a lot of education. I've done a lot of stuff. And I've been fortunate enough to learn from some pretty amazing teachers. And so if all that stuff is really impressive to you, great. I'm qualified. But I'm also somebody who came into the world with a traumatized and fractured nervous system. I grew up smothered by shame and was often told I was the bad kid at school and out of school. I largely ate a standard American diet, and once I hit high school, a ton of fast food and processed food and junk and pizza and Taco Bell and Twinkies and soda and all the things. I acquired a mouthful of amalgam fillings, several of which I still have. I learned how to self-soothe and self-medicate with food, video games, and movies until I found alcohol, smoking, substances, girls, and parties. I had a child at 18. I almost failed out of college twice. I was arrested several times before my 21st birthday. I quit teaching after 18 months. That was my original degree. My bachelor's degree is in history education. I quit that after about 18 months for a number of reasons. I spent a decade bouncing around various establishments in the service industry and ballooned up to almost 250 pounds at one point. And I am only 5'8", if you can't tell in these videos. So I also have struggled most of my life with pretty severe anxiety, ADD, depression, barely making it through several periods of suicidal ideation. I've gone through several years of hell with my wife being diagnosed with multiple autoimmune conditions and going through three really horrific and challenging and terrifying flares that we've gotten under control, but it was a rough patch. We tragically lost all of our family pets in the last few years. And just a number of other really stressful and traumatic events. I'm still a work in progress, but I've learned much healthier ways to regulate my system. I have compassion for myself and understanding, and don't beat myself up over decisions I made when I was doing the best that I could. I have compassion for those who were doing their best when I was younger. I look and feel younger at 44 than I did at 34. I recently had to renew my passport, and it was shocking how different the pictures were between 33 and 43. And how much I've been through since then, and growth and healing and all the work and all the things. Sometimes we don't notice that as much because it's not, it doesn't happen so quickly. But looking at the photos was really, really incredible and shocking. It looked like half the age and a new person. That person was really miserable and depressed and unhealthy and struggling. And so it's sad to look at it, but it's also encouraging. And so I've lived in Italy for the last 2.5 years with my wife and young son, who was born 24 years after my first one. So if anybody out there has a difference in child age more than 24 years, let me know. I've not heard that before. I'm about to step into a new role as facilitator of workshops and retreats and private sessions and work focused on emotional healing, safe trauma resolution, nervous system regulation, and helping people return to their natural state of grounded wholeness and connection, whatever that may look like for them. And I'll be doing that on a new platform that I'm launching soon called Anima Somatic Self-Discovery. Anima is the Italian word for soul. And so my own arc has kind of gone from really unhealthy in every single way to trying to make changes via fitness, which to me is essential. It's great. Exercise is fantastic and has a million health benefits. But for me, it was the most superficial level of the work that I've done. 'Cause half of it was to save my life and change and things, but half of it was just to like have bigger muscles. So for me, it was the most superficial level of the work I've done. And then I got into nutrition, and from nutrition, I kind of found FDN and functional lab testing and more of the functional medicine side of things. So it went from fitness to nutrition to lab testing to more functional medicine. So it was always going deeper layers, until life forced me to the other, quote, side, I'll call it, which is the emotional healing and trauma and the nervous system and meditation and breath work and self-discovery and awakening practices, all the those kind of things. I didn't choose that. I had to do that or I wasn't going to survive. And so I didn't get into fitness and nutrition and functional medicine and trauma and emotional healing because I had some heroic desire to help people. I did it because I felt like I was going to die if I didn't, more than once. And so the purpose of this podcast is to help introduce you to a lot of the amazing individuals that are doing incredible work in the world that I've been fortunate enough to learn from, get to know, study under, and collaborate with over the last 10 years, from the functional medicine world and cutting edge researchers to people sharing traditional wisdom and deep healing practices, or who have created various tools or resources or products that are really, really helpful for people on any form of healing journey. So we want to really bring together the best of the best information, knowledge, tools, resources, and practices to help you return to your natural state of wellness, to your true self, before any form of disease, injury, or wounding separated you from that natural state. So that's kind of the double meaning of the podcast name, Full Circle, because in the functional medicine side of things, a lot of the people in our audience and community at Rebel Health over the years have just said, you know, I want to feel like I used to, or I want to feel like myself. I want to feel like I did when I was younger. So that's kind of full circle. That's coming back. That's not like a linear journey that you're getting from where you are to some faraway place. There is no faraway place. There's no faraway time. There is no there. It's never finished. It's all about trying to come back to yourself, come back to that natural state of health and wellness that I believe the body is always trying to achieve. And on the other side of things, the mental, emotional, spiritual side, language is often used about coming back to yourself, coming back to wholeness, bringing the parts of you that have been fractured off by trauma back home, reconnecting with your true nature. So that also is a homecoming, is a return, is a circular journey, not one that's, again, some journey to some faraway place. So really coming full circle back to yourself, whether you're looking for healing on a physical level, or you're on an emotional or spiritual or psychological healing journey, which brings me to my next point and biggest discovery, I guess I would say. And I get asked that a lot, because now I've spent 15 years studying everything from really advanced fitness techniques to nutrition and functional medicine and trauma healing and meditation and breath work and all these kind of nervous system regulation. People say, like, what's the most important thing? Or what is the most important thing you've learned, or the biggest thing you've learned? Or if you could just have one thing to teach people, what would it be? And it's that there are no sides to healing. The physical side, the more functional medicine, naturopathic medicine, nutrition, fitness, all of that, there is no separation between your physical health and your state of emotion, or your level of stored trauma in the body, or your biofield, or if you want to get into energetics, go a little further out there. There is no side. It's all connected. And for the left brain Western thinking people, the field of psychoneuroimmunology is now demonstrating that our thoughts impact the nervous system, which impacts the immune system, and vice versa. For those from the more traditional healing world, that's been like common sense for thousands of years. In traditional cultures, there wasn't like one healer for physical health and another one for mental or emotional or spiritual health, usually, because they never looked at it as separate, because it's not. In our highly compartmentalized Western world of things, we've compartmentalized everything. And that's great when you really need a specialist and you're in a really dire acute situation, but for fostering overall health and wellness and well-being on every level, that doesn't work. And I don't think anybody listening to this doesn't already know that. But the connections now between that we know and can prove beyond, you know, what people have known for thousands of years, is that trauma and stress and emotions have a direct, immediate impact on our physiology, and vice versa. And so learning that there are no sides and trying to pull people together from both the physical world and the mental, emotional, spiritual side to help health practitioners realize that trauma and nervous system dysregulation and emotions and the way somebody breathes has a huge impact on their physical health and can be the primary drivers of most chronic disease. And then to help people on the other side realize that diet and nutrition and lifestyle and exercise play a huge role in the mental and emotional well-being of their clients and the people that they're trying to help. And so if I accomplish anything with this podcast, I wanted to blur the lines and erase the lines between those two sides and help people really see the interconnection between everything. We don't believe in bullshit here. So there's not going to be any fluff, no hard pitches, no like, listen to this episode, I'm not going to give you anything and you have to go to this place to pay money to learn the things. We're not going to do any of that. Every episode will have real takeaways and actions you can start immediately. We want to help you find the missing pieces to your healing journey puzzle and introduce you to the best and brightest across a wide range of healing modalities, specialties, and disciplines, the people that I've been fortunate enough to know and learn from and connect with and study under. We'll also be featuring our favorite tools, services, and products, things that we feel can really move the needle in a positive direction. And again, no gimmicks, only tried, tested, and proven. Episodes will be around 30 to 45 minutes, tops. I know there's some great, very long form podcasts out there, but that's not what this is going to be. We want you to be able to jump in, learn something new, get some things you can try right away, jump back out and implement it. Guests will share a little bit about their journey, what they do, who they help, why it's important, who might benefit from it or want to check out their work. And then they'll be asked to share a few of their best tools, tips, practices, and action steps. Things you can do right now to move you in a positive direction towards healing and wholeness. I'm super grateful that you're here listening or watching and would like to invite you to join me on this journey. Erase that whole last sentence. If you enjoy the show and want to support us, please subscribe and leave us a review. That's the best way to help us get featured on different platforms and reach as many people as possible. So if there's someone you'd love to see as a guest on the show, reach out and let us know. We're always looking for amazing individuals to feature and collaborate with. So you can help us by leaving reviews, ratings, and recommending guests. So just reach out, help us grow the show. And now I'll leave you with a few of my favorite practices and tips and suggestions to try. And this is pretty simple stuff. I'm not going to get too complicated. The first one, when you first wake up in the morning, after you've gone to the bathroom and maybe gotten a glass of water, go outside for at least 15 minutes. Bonus if your feet are in contact with the ground. And get natural light in your eyes. Now, don't stare at the sun, but get outside, get natural light in your eyes, on your skin, if possible, get in contact with the ground. 15 minutes minimum. If you can manage to do it for longer, do it for longer. The benefits of this are infinite. It sets our circadian rhythm for the day, provides healthy cortisol bump, which not all cortisol is bad, gives you energy, actually increases the amount of melatonin you're going to be making at nighttime, and it sets the circadian clock in every single one of your cells. The benefits cannot be overstated, and it's a really simple free thing that anybody can do. The second one is a little bit more of a practice to try. So I'm going to guide you through something that you can implement when you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, anxious, panicked, or if you just want to get a little more grounded and create a little bit more space in your life. And you might be surprised what happens from that state. So here's how it works. When you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling stressed, when you're feeling overloaded, which I can definitely relate to, it's kind of how I felt for most of my life. Stop what you're doing. And I know it'll feel like you can't because you're too busy, but stop what you're doing. It's only a few minutes. And we can go through this right now. If you're not driving, if you're driving, don't do this. Take a comfortable seat or just stand. I guess you could do it laying. Just don't fall asleep. Notice your breathing. Notice if it's short and shallow and fast. If it's choppy or smooth. Maybe it's deep and full. Notice where you feel your breath. In the nose and the nasal cavity, or maybe in your throat, maybe in your belly, maybe in your chest. There's a reason the breath is used as the first focus of mindfulness and meditation practices. And we'll hopefully teach more on that coming soon. But it's always there. It's always free. It's always happening, even when you're not paying attention to it. And something rather magical can happen when you do bring your attention and your awareness to it. And now let your breath do its breathing. And notice your connection to the ground, whether that be in a chair, your feet on the floor, a couch, a bed, wherever you're seated or standing or laying. Try to bring your awareness to that point of connection and notice that it's actually a little bit difficult to tell exactly where your physical body ends and that support begins. And what does that space feel like to you? Now take a little look around the room or the space that you're in or the place that you are if you're outside, which would be great. What do you see? Look around like you've never seen it before, even if you're someplace that you spend a lot of time. Look curiously. What do you hear? Any noises in the distance or even up close? Can you smell anything? What colors are present? Just take a couple seconds to look around, observe your current surroundings in a curious manner. Then come back, take a few slow, deep breaths, in and out through your nose, into the belly. Notice how you feel. How's your body feel now? How's that racing mind or overwhelm or anxiety? This practice is designed to just bring you back into the present moment. A lot of our anxiety and overwhelm and panic and those things are focused on a hypothetical future that's not happening right now, or something that could happen, or something we're scared of happening, or 99.9% of the time, it's not happening right now. And if we can bring our awareness back to now and get in connection with that ground and feel that support, focus on the breath and slow down, it can have a massive impact on the mind and on the body. And it's a really simple practice. You could do that in 1 minute, 2 minutes. So the challenge would be set an alarm on your phone or something a few times a day to just stop and check in and look around and breathe for a couple minutes. Feel that connection to the ground. Bring yourself into the present space and time and see if you do that for a week, a few times a day, notice how you feel. And if you don't feel different or better or more peaceful or grounded, let me know. And I'll be proven wrong, but it's been a very effective practice for myself and a number of people that I've worked with. And there's tons more you can do like that, but that's a really simple, fast, easy one. Finally, my third point or takeaway is, where's your village? Who are your people? As I mentioned earlier, I just finished a pretty extensive training in grief work with a brilliant, brilliant author and teacher and elder, and Francis Weller. And he speaks constantly about the village and the importance of the village and how the loss of the village or the community has been so detrimental to us on every level, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual. And that grief work particularly requires the village, that we can't hold the weight of grief on our own, or even with like one other person, that it requires a village, it requires a community to support. But it's not just working with grief. James Maskell is someone who's doing really cool work in the functional medicine space around community practice and like group functional medicine care. And he put out a book on that. And there's been studies done showing that loneliness and the lack of connection and community is just as detrimental to our health as smoking or never physically moving or eating the worst diet imaginable, but it's not something that we think about or talk about a lot in the health world. So join groups, attend local meetups, follow your interests and passions, seek and provide support. Like, we are wired for this, and the lack of connection is damaging mentally, emotionally, and physically. Reconnect with friends, stay in touch with friends, reach out, check in. If you can't do this in person always, like, do it virtually. It's not the same, but it's something. So find a healing buddy or practice partner or somebody that's going through a similar journey you are, whether it's physical healing or mental or emotional healing, and check in with each other, write to each other, you know, jump on calls, meet up in person, have coffee, unless you have anxiety, then don't have coffee. But just be proactive in creating community, because that's healing. It's just as healing as anything else we can do. And I have a lot of things in the works to try to do that myself going forward, because I'm learning more and more. It comes up how often it comes up is wild. And so I think it's an instrumental aspect to healing. And we've tried to build community at Rebel Health. I'm going to be building community at Anima, my new platform for the other side of things. And, we're grateful that you're here, and we'd love for you to be part of our community. We have a Facebook group with Rebel Health, but we're going to try to implement a bunch of new stuff to really build that community. So try those out. Let me know what you think. And again, just thanks for listening. And if you feel like it's valid, please subscribe and leave us a review. That's the best way you can support the show. And it really helps other people find it too, because that's how they do all the rankings and that's how we get listed. And if you want more practices or little tools like the one I just shared with you, go to rebelhealth.co/breathing. That's rebelhealth.co/breathing to grab the Breathing for Nervous System Regulation ebook that I created. And it will help you find a little more peace and grounding. It'll educate you on how the breath and the nervous system and our physical states are linked, and give you some new practices to try that are pretty simple and very effective. So it's just there. There's no catch. Just go grab it and start using it and let us know what you think. So thanks again for being here. I look forward to going on this journey with you, sending lots of love and gratitude. Until next time.